Imagine being blind for over a decade and then seeing your loved ones again thanks to a single treatment. Hey, I'm your host Regis, and I have plenty of good news for you. From the world agreeing to spend $200 billion yearly to preserve biodiversity, to a new space telescope that will map millions of galaxies, this episode is sure to get your spirits up. Welcome to your monthly dose of good news. We start off with great news for animal lovers around the world, as a bird species first described by Charles Darwin seems to be returning to its natural habitat. After 190 years, scientists observed the Galapagos rail in the wilderness of Floriana Island. And no, I'm not talking about trains here. The Galapagos rail is actually a tiny bird species, first documented in 1835 when Charles Darwin visited the Galapagos Islands, including Floriana. Sadly, the introduction of invasive species caused a dramatic shift in the ecosystem. Animals like pigs, chickens, and goats destroyed the native vegetation and decreased important food sources for many of the Galapagos' unique creatures. But for the Galapagos rail, the situation became much more dangerous. This small, ground-dwelling bird isn't a good flyer, which makes it increasingly vulnerable to predators. So when cats and rats were accidentally introduced to the islands, the rail population quickly declined. Luckily, the restoration of Floriana began just 2 years ago, and already the Galapagos rail has been seen frolicking in the wild. As soon as invasive species were removed and the vegetation was allowed to recover, life found a way. While the cute little rail settles back into its natural habitat on Floriana Island, almost 15,000 kilometers to the northwest, in Australia's remote Pilbara region, scientists have uncovered the site of Earth's oldest known meteorite strike. Prior to this discovery, the oldest meteorite impact site was the Yarrabooba Impact Structure, a geological formation created when a meteorite strikes the Earth, believed to be approximately 2.2 billion years old. The one in Pilbara, however, is over a billion years older. This kind of makes me wonder, how in the world did the experts know when the crater was created, especially when there was no crater to begin with? Since the impact happened billions of years ago, any trace of that original crater has long since eroded away. So instead of looking at a massive hole in the ground, researchers from Curtin University in Perth had to study shatter cones. Shatter cones are unique rock structures that resemble branch-like engravings. They can form only under the intense pressure of a meteor strike, or perhaps an underground nuclear explosion. Okay, we're being sarcastic there, because we're talking about billions of years ago. That is highly unlikely. By examining the minerals in the rock, scientists can measure its approximate age. The age of that Pilbara impact site surprised everyone, and it's reshaping our understanding of Earth's geological past. As Australian researchers delve into our planet's distant past, Dr. Renato Aguilera from the University of Texas made a remarkable discovery in the field of medicine, kind of by accident. Back in 2017, Dr. Aguilera attended a seminar about a drug which has been used for decades to treat malaria, one of the most deadly diseases in the world. Dr. Aguilera specialized in immunology, and one look at the molecular structure of PND made him realize that this compound could probably be used to treat cancer as well. His team proceeded to test out PND on cancer cells, and it had a triple effect. The medicine slowed the growth of cancer cells, triggered their self-destruct mechanism, and most importantly, left healthy, non-cancerous cells largely untouched. The drug was proven to be effective against a wide range of cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, breast cancer, lung cancer, and more. Best of all, the US patent for the drug's use for cancer is secured, and clinical trials are already in the works. It's a promising development, and with a little bit of luck, it could lead to a powerful new ally in the fight against cancer. Meanwhile, at the UN Biodiversity Conference in Rome, leaders from around the world just struck a landmark deal to protect nature. With a yearly budget of $200 billion pledged to stop biodiversity loss and heal our planet's ecosystems, this could be one of the most significant environmental agreements ever made. So, why is it so important? Well, according to the UN Global Biodiversity Report, over 1 million species are currently at risk of extinction. Even more alarming is that more than half of the world's GDP depends on healthy ecosystems, whether we're talking about tourism, agriculture, or fisheries. The agreement builds on the 2022 Global Biodiversity Framework, which has ambitious goals, such as protecting 30% of the planet's land and oceans and restoring 30% of degraded ecosystems by 2030. So now that the funds have been secured, it's time for us to roll up our sleeves and get to work. Countries have to follow through with the national action plans and ensure that transparent progress tracking is in place. And if leaders could stick to their promises, it could shape a healthier, greener planet for generations to come. While governments are rallying billions to protect the planet's biodiversity, another green energy transformation is quietly taking shape. And it's happened in the most unexpected place, a former coal town in Texas. We'll look at this great transformation and plenty more good news in just a second. But we quickly want to thank our long-term partner CyberGhost VPN for sponsoring this video. With over 38 million users worldwide and a near-perfect score on Trustpilot, this is one of the most recommended VPN providers on the market. A VPN is essential for protecting your digital privacy. And if you think you're already covered because you only browse in incognito mode, think again. Plenty of eyes are watching you every time you go online, and incognito mode really only gives you a false sense of privacy. Your internet service provider, your school or work's IT department, even your home Wi-Fi router, they can all track what you do online. Well, that's where CyberGhost VPN comes in. Simply select one of their over 100 locations before you browse to encrypt and reroute all of your traffic through their secure servers. This way, no one will even know about your online activity. CyberGhost also unlocks geo-restricted games and content from over 40 streaming platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney+. You can even score better deals online by simply changing your virtual location. It works on all major devices and operating systems. Windows, macOS, Android, iOS. You can even protect up to 7 devices at the same time, perfect for sharing with friends and family. With our link, cyberghostvpn.com/goodnews, you can try CyberGhost for just $2.03 a month plus 4 months for free, which is 84% off. There's even a 45-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And now, back to Texas. For over 30 years, the Oklo Union power plant in Vernon burned coal and put smog out into the skies until it was shut down in 2020. 2 years later, two companies announced a $4 billion plan to convert the old coal plant into a green hydrogen hub. Instead of belching pollution, the new facility would produce hydrogen fuel using wind and solar power, leaving only clean water vapor behind. Hydrogen can potentially decarbonize hard-to-clean industries like steel production, aviation, and shipping. But it's even better when it's green, meaning it was produced using renewable energy. Countries like China, Sweden, and Germany are already investing heavily in green hydrogen, and the United States already has over 60 projects planned. And for towns like Vernon, Texas, once dependent on coal, it's a chance to stay part of the energy future without the pollution. As we witness industries slowly shift toward cleaner energy, one of the most iconic symbols of transformation, the monarch butterfly, is making a comeback worth celebrating. Each year, millions of eastern monarch butterflies take on a dangerous journey, flying almost 5,000 kilometers from Canada and the United States to Mexico's mountain forests, where they spend the winter clustered together for warmth and survival. But habitat loss, climate change, and pesticide use have all taken their toll on these butterflies. Over the past 2 decades, the monarch population in the United States shrank by nearly 22%, with numbers far below historical averages, until now. According to a recent survey, the monarchs occupied 1.8 hectares of forest, about the size of 3 football fields, almost double the area from last year. The reasons for this uplifting comeback include better weather conditions, but also conservation efforts, which go beyond just protecting butterflies for their beauty. Monarchs are crucial pollinators, supporting healthy ecosystems and even helping to ensure our food security. With 80% of agricultural production relying on pollinators, their survival kind of impacts all of us. While monarch butterflies are reclaiming their habitats, people across America are reclaiming something else, the right to fix their own stuff. In an important win for both consumers and the environment, right-to-repair laws have now been introduced in all 50 U.S. states. This could change the way that Americans buy, use, and fix everything from toasters to tech. For years, manufacturers made it hard and sometimes even impossible for people to repair their own electronics and appliances. Missing parts, hidden manuals, and software locks forced many people to toss broken items and buy new ones. This has resulted in a mountain of electronic waste, the fastest growing waste stream in the world. These laws demand that manufacturers give customers access to repair tools, parts, and information that allows them to fix things themselves or visit a local repair shop. So far, the legislation has only been introduced to lawmakers, and a handful of states like New York, California, Colorado, Minnesota, and Oregon have already passed actual laws. But the momentum is growing, and other states are expected to do the same. Speaking of fixing things, sometimes science finds a way to repair even what seems beyond repair, like our own eyesight. Imagine injuring your cornea and being told that you will never again be able to see like you used to. Well, thanks to a novel therapy, that's soon to become a thing of the past. But before we get into the therapy itself, what the heck is a cornea? Well, the cornea is the clear outer layer of our eyes that helps to focus light so we can see clearly. Damage to the cornea results in poor eyesight and even blindness. Luckily, doctors at Massachusetts Eye and Ear found a clever solution. They took healthy cells from a patient's good eye, grew more of them in a lab, and then transplanted them into the damaged eye. The first results are amazing. With 50% of patients having fully restored corneas after just 3 months, there were no side effects. After 12 months, that number climbed to nearly 80%. This therapy is still experimental, but thankfully, more clinical trials are on the way. Fixing eyes, fixing electronics, well, how about fixing the atmosphere itself? In case you didn't know, our planet has a giant invisible shield high up in its atmosphere called the ozone layer. Although most people don't even know it's there, it plays a vital role in maintaining life on Earth. It protects us by blocking harmful ultraviolet rays that can cause skin cancer, eye damage, and harm to crops and wildlife. Back in the 1970s, scientists noticed that every year, a giant hole appeared in the ozone layer over Antarctica. They concluded that the main culprit was man-made chemicals, which were used in old refrigerators, air conditioners, and even hairsprays. By 1987, 46 countries signed the Montreal Protocol, agreeing to phase out CFC. Since then, 197 countries and the United Nations have joined the agreement, making it one of the most successful international agreements in human history. Detailed simulations compared satellite data from 2005 to 2024, and have now confirmed that the ozone hole is shrinking. In fact, scientists predict that by 2035, there might be years when the ozone hole doesn't open at all, and by 2066, it could be fully healed. Since we're already talking about the atmosphere, how about using the sun to power an entire city? A bold new project is about to turn a forgotten industrial wasteland in Alberta, Canada, into the largest urban solar park in North America. The whopping 325-megawatt solar plant will be powerful enough to light up the entire city of Medicine Hat, with a population of 65,000. With 330 sunny days a year, Medicine Hat has more sunshine than any other city in Canada, making it the perfect place for solar power and offsetting 350,000 tons of carbon emissions every year. That's like taking 80,000 cars off the road. Even though Medicine Hat was formerly referred to as the Gas City, it looks like that nickname might soon change. From harnessing the sun to something equally magical, unlocking the secrets of one of the ocean's weirdest creatures. You've probably seen pictures of narwhals, those whales with the long spiral tusks that kind of look like the unicorns of the sea. Recently, a group of scientists teamed up with Inuit communities in the high Arctic to get a bird's eye view of narwhals in action. Using drones, they captured something never seen before. Narwhals were using their tusks to hunt fish like Arctic char, explore their environment, and even play. In fact, the experts filmed 17 different tusk behaviors, revealing a whole side of narwhals that no one's been able to document until now. Although these animals are majestic, their huge tusks might make them look kinda clumsy, but they're actually extremely precise with these things. This precision allows them to engage in play behavior, which is usually a sign of intelligence and social learning. understanding animal behavior is becoming increasingly important if we want to protect them as Earth's climate changes, and drones have once again proved to be a valuable tool. Speaking of valuable tools, NASA is launching a state-of-the-art telescope, powerful enough to scan the entire sky and map over 450 million galaxies. Launched aboard a SpaceX rocket, SpheREx is NASA's latest space observatory. That name stands for Spectrophotometer for the History of the Universe, Epoch of Reionization, and ICE's Explorer. Whew, man, don't ask me to say that again, jeez. Instead of zooming in on one patch of sky, like the Hubble or James Webb telescopes, SpheREx slowly scans the whole thing for infrared light. This is extremely important because as the universe expands, visible light emitted by stars and galaxies shifts into the infrared spectrum, which our eyes can't detect. Well, over the next 2 years, SpheREx will piece together a giant 3D map of galaxies near and far, including ones that we've never seen before. Even better, all of its data will be shared freely with scientists everywhere, creating a whole new encyclopedia of space knowledge. And speaking of promising developments, here's another one. According to the World Health Organization, air pollution is responsible for the death of 7 million people each year. But now, researchers believe that the world has passed a major turning point. According to data from Our World in Data, global emissions of key pollutants like sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and carbon monoxide have peaked and are steadily declining. This improvement is likely due to stricter environmental regulations, cleaner technology, and greater public awareness. Cleaner air means better health. And as pollution continues to fall, we can look forward to having overall healthier, longer lives. So, which of these stories inspired you the most? Medicine, technology, or the incredible stories of species coming back? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And if you want to try out CyberGhost VPN, make sure to use our link to get their special discount for just $2.03 a month and 4 months for free with 45 days money back guaranteed. CyberGhost VPN will protect your data while you browse and give you full access to all blocked content on the internet. As always, thank you so much for watching Good News, and we'll see you in the next video.